going to have two handouts. One of them is has on the top Tekuva Shmuel, and the other one is doesn't have a heading on it, but it has various times on it, and it refers to the Cheshbon of the. This refers to the Cheshbon of the Tekufais, and this is a reference to the Mazalis, which we will, Mr. Shem, get into. Okay, we want to begin with the Gemara on Daf Nun Tesamit Beis, and then be Masber the whole sugya as best as possible. I think maybe I'll save questions for after Maariv. I'm going to try to bavarn some of the common questions which come up regarding Brachas Chamor, questions that have come up over the past 27 years or so, or the past few weeks in particular, in order to get through the various sugyas. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Tesamit Beis tells us. Again, there should be two handouts that should be being passed around. If not, then maybe share if there's not enough. Okay, the Gemara tells us that the Testament base, Haraya Chama Pitkufasa, if you see the sun, Pitkufasa, Oimer Baruch Isa Bereshis. You say, Baruch Isa Bereshis, Ve'emas, when is this? So, Havi Omar Abaye, Chav Cheshnin. This refers to every 28 years. V'hadra machzer v'nafla tkufas nisan b'shabtoi, and the tkufa of nisan falls out in the mazel of shabtoi. We're going to explain what the Gemara means. Ba'arta detlas migyar arba on Tuesday going into Wednesday, which is also known as Leal Yom Revi, which is 6 p.m. Tuesday. So that's what the Gemara says. When this event occurs, as it was by Bris Ha'olam, which occurs every 28 years, you should go out and you should say this Brichas Hachama. So Rashi says, what time is this at? Rashi says, Shaharav Shimshay Shal Gimel B'Shabbos, V'yaskil Leil Dalad, that it gets dark, Harav Shemesh of Tuesday, that's going into Wednesday. So Zakt Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Chav Tesiv Beis, Haraya Chama B'Tkufasa, Shulchan Aruch comes out like this, Haraya Chama B'Tkufasa, V'humi Chav Ches L'Chav Ches Shana, V'atkufa b'tchilas leil dalad, and the kufa is at the beginning of Wednesday, which is Tuesday at 6 p.m. Kisharoya oisav yom dalad abayker, when you go outside the next day and you see it in the morning, oimer baruch oisav maseh bereshis. Shulchan Aruch adds the word, you say the baruch of oisav maseh bereshis. So in this year, Tashat Samach Tes, this comes out Erev Pesach, Wednesday, April 8th, and this in this century, as well as in the past century, in the 20th century, this was on April the 8th, it was April 8th, 1981. Some remember when we did that. Before that, it was 1953 and backwards and forwards. The next time will be a Mitzvah Shem Isru Chag 2037, and then it'll be Beis Nisan 2065. Habon Leinu L'Toiva. Now, just Derech Agav, Brichas Hachama could be said on Yontif. It will be said on Shvi Shal Pesach according to our Cheshbon in the year 2121. So that's 112 years off. And historically, it's been said on Shvi Shal Pesach. It was said in 1841 on the second day of Yontif. It could be said in Chodesh Adar, it's Lav Dafka Nisan. It was said on Chav Zayin Adar Sheni in 1701. It could be said after Pesach. It'll be Isru Chag next time. And it has been said as late as Chav Vav Nisan, which was in 1869. So you have all these various days. It'll never be said on the first day of Pesach, because the first day of Pesach can't fall out on a Wednesday. So it can only be technically on Yontif, either on the second day of Yontif, or it could be on Shvi Shal Pesach. Now, we have to understand various issues. Number one is, why is it only every 28 years? What is the concept of Tkufa? What's the significance of the Shah of 6 p.m. Tuesday, that it's repeated? What are the mechanics behind that? And also, what's the connection with Mazal Shabtoi? Which I want to go through. Really, the Mazalis are really Zaitik to the Sugya, but it comes up so often in Shas, it's Kedai, because the Gemara brings it here, it's Kedai to have an understanding of how the works. Rashi always brings the letters, Al HaSeder, B'tchilas HaLaila, B'tchilas HaBoiker. What does all that mean when you come to it, Rashi? What does it mean in particular in the sugya of Brichas Hachama? So to really be maskil, we have to say like this, the Tkufa of Nisan by Brichas HaOlam was at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. What is a Tkufa? Tkufa is a season. Of course, there are four seasons in the year, and in Lashon HaKodesh, in the Gemara Lashon, the spring is known as Tkufas Nisan, fall is Tkufas Tishrei, summer is Tkufas Tammuz, and winter is Tkufas Teves. Now, the practical nafkaminas la'alocha of Tkufas are, number one, first and foremost, is Ibra Hashana. The year, of course, we go by the moon. The moon is it takes about 29 and a half days to become a month. The problem is, if you add up 12 months, it's only 354 days, which means that the Hebrew year starts to fall back in the seasons, which means Pesach starts to move back 11 days at a time. Eventually, it would fall in the winter. Therefore, you can't have it in winter. It has to be Chodesh Aviv. So therefore, you need to know the seasons. You need to know when Tkufas Nisan is. You need to know when spring is to ensure that Pesach falls out in that season. So therefore, number one, it allows for the Ibra Hashana, and therefore Tkufas Nisan is vital to appreciate and to understand when Pesach has to fall out. Technically speaking, Pesach must fall out only in Tkufas Nisan. It has to fall out in spring. It cannot fall out in Tkufas Teves, which is the end of Tkufas Teves, which is the winter time. Now, we're not going to have a lot of time to get into this, but we'll touch on that we have to bavar. Next time, Birchas HaChama is said on Isru Chag Pesach, and as we said, it's even said as late as Chafav Nisan. Well, that means, according to that, if Tkufas Nisan is falling out in Isru Chag, that means Pesach is technically falling out in the winter, so we have to understand how that's possibly happening. It also is Negeya, the Allah of not drinking Mayim, Bishas the Tkufas, we're not going to get into that. It's also Negeya, the Birchas HaChama, which is this halacha, this Nageya, the Talumotar. The Gemara says in Chutz La'aretz, in Bavel, and including all of Chutz La'aretz, is said on the 60th day of Tkufas Tishrei, on the 60th day of fall. So those primarily are where the Tkufas play a role. Now, when the world was created, so we say that the Tkufa of Nisan was at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, at the beginning of Leil Ravi. So first of all, when the Gemara is saying Tkufas Nisan, Bishabtoi, Be'orta, Detlas, Nigi Arba, it means that it happened to be in the mazel of Shavtoi, and we're going to elaborate on that a little bit later. But that time that the Gemara is saying is the Tchilas Leil Dalet, that means Wednesday at 6 p.m. Whenever that occurs, when we have that, the Pashut Halacha Birchas HaChama is simply when this Tkufa of Nisan occurs at the same time that it was at Brias HaOlam, then the next morning go outside and say Birchas HaChama. That is the simple uptaich, and a lot of the people say over that it's when the sun is in the same location as it was at Brias HaOlam. That's a totally inaccurate uptaich of Birchas HaChama, even though it's consistently repeated over and over and over again. That's the wrong taich. Technically, the sun is at the same position as it was at Brias HaOlam every year, right? When spring starts, if you hold Benisa Nivra Olam, so the sun, that means it's in the same position. That happens every year. The Chiddush of Birchas HaChama is that according to the Cheshbon that Abaye says, which is Alpi Cheshbon of the Amir Shmuel, this event of this position, so to speak, or rather the beginning of spring, which is really the position of the sun, is occurring at the same time that it was at Brias HaOlam. That's crucial to understanding how this happened. So the Tkuf, of course, are the seasons. The season is based on the sun, which means how long it takes the earth to go around the sun. So it takes 365 and a quarter days, approximately, for the earth to go around the sun. And therefore, the seasons are divided in their four seasons. So you take that number, 365 days and a quarter, and divide it into quarters. So every season is technically 91 days and 7.5 hours. So if you take 91 days, at 7.5 hours, and you multiply it by four, so now you end up with 365 days and 6 hours. Now, according to Shmuel, we go with 365 days and 6 hours. This is an approximate number, and really it takes 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds. That's really scientifically how long it takes for the earth to go around the sun. So technically speaking, the Tkufa of Shmuel is about 11 minutes off. And we know that, and Shmuel knew that. The Chazanish says that that's okay, because as we know, we sacrifice accuracy for simplicity. That's common in Chazal. It's exactly a kasuv to that effect. We have it by Pi. We have it in the Taisus in Sukkah, Daf Ches. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Ches, it's speaking about the triangles and hypotenuse of triangles. It's also rounded off. So this is a Dover Chosha. This is a common kasha that's circulating is that Shmuel is off, and therefore they didn't know science. The teretz is they knew science, but again, in order to rechen ois, in order to that it should remain by the hamayin am, a simple cheshbon that's there. Therefore, Shmuel used this cheshbon that's necessary. The lesson of Chazanish is that it was for Chazanish in Siman Kuf Lamed Ches says that Tkuva Shmuel Michal HaTorah. Mashahikshal Tkuva Shmuel, Ramesha also speaks about this in Chelik Dalet. He says, She'ena B'diktuk, that which Tkuva people ask, that Tkuva Shmuel is not predicted. Yeshleimer the Matzina ki Yaitze by Ribui Yesar Eagle Trei Chumsha. Right, the way the hypotenuse works is El Bichlal Hashiurim. But not only Halacha Lachshav Bekiruv. Well, Chol Hani Ein Amavzid in Makvius Yeh Bekiruv Kedei Sheyuchlu Lekayim Amitzvays Av Chelushay Hadas. That Chelushay Hadas, people meaning people who are not, the Hamayin Am that has to know what to say Berchaz Hachama, and the Hamayin Am that has to know what to say Talamata, which is also based on the Cheshbon of Shmuel. They have to Chelushay Hadas, people who are, don't necessarily understand. To be able to determine numbers that are off, therefore they made it simple for the Hamayin Am, and therefore we use this cheshbon of 365 days and 6 hours. Again, we're going to come back to that, exactly how it's off and what the nafkaminas are. But let's just talk about this cheshbon of Shmuel and how it works. So if you take out those that have this chart of Tkuva Shmuel, we'll be able to follow inside, and if those listening, we'll just try to explain it as best as possible. If you don't have it, just share with your neighbor. The Ebrius Olam, if you look at this is the Machzor for 206 Machzor, which is coming to an end now, but it began in 1981, and the emphasis is it began in any Machzor. This Tkuva Shmuel you can apply to any year. And let's call year one. Where it says 1981, we're calling year one Ebrius Olam, and we're going with the Shita of Benisa Nivra Olam. In 1981, and in year one, The Tkuf of Nisan occurred at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. We're only looking at the day of the week. You can ignore the English day. Of course, the English day basically stays the same because we're dealing with the same cheshbon. The English calendar goes with the 365 and a quarter day, and that's exactly what we're doing over here. We're going with this cheshbon of Tkufas, which is a cheshbon of seasons, which is a cheshbon of the sun. That is what we're using. So we're just going to go down Tkufas Nisan to understand how Birkas HaChama works. In the first year of the Machzor, at Bria Sa'ilam, year one. So the Tkufa was at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. 365 days later, which means, what does that mean? That means when the earth was at the same position vis-a-vis the sun. The earth goes around the sun. When will it come back to that same point? 365 days and 6 hours later. What time is it then? Well, let's, before we figure out anything about Tkufas, let's say, what is 365 and a quarter days from now? What day of the week will it be? Well, right now it's Tuesday at, let's say, 9 p.m. So 365 days from now, well, 365 is 52 weeks and one day, right? If you take 52 weeks and you multiply it by 7, you're going to get 364, right? 52 weeks times 7 days in a week comes out to 364. If the earth would go around the sun in 364 days, it would be a perfect cheshbon, right? Shalom Yisrael, every year would be 52 perfect weeks, and that would be it. But that's not the case. We have 365 days, which is 52 weeks and a day. And then we got those extra 6 hours, which tacks on another 6 hours. So what time of the week will it be next year when the sun and this moon, when the sun and the earth are at the same position vis-a-vis each other? Rather, when the earth vis-a-vis the sun is the same position. Well, if right now it's Tuesday, 9 p.m., so it'll be 52 weeks, it's 364 days, so that's 364 days from right now will be 9 p.m. on Tuesday, same exact same time. Now we got an extra day, that's the 365th day, so it'll be Wednesday at 9 p.m. And then we got an extra 6 hours, which brings us to 3 a.m. on Thursday morning. And 2 years from now will be another day and a quarter ahead. So instead of 3 a.m. Thursday, it'll be 9 a.m. on Friday, right? We're just simply adding one day of the week and 6 hours. One day of the week and 6 hours. One day of the week and 6 hours. That's why if you follow your English birthday, you'll notice that the English birthday moves up one day of the week every year. So if your birthday this year is on a Friday, next year it'll be on a Shabbos, and the following year it'll be on a Sunday. And when there's a 366th day, it skips, right? That's why it's a leap year, right? It leaps over, right? Pesach, right? None of the Yomer, right? It skips over, it passes over that day of the week, and therefore this is how it comes out, where you're going to end up skipping that day. So that's how the cheshbon of any English secular day will move up one day at a time. Derech Agav once wanted to propose a world calendar, which would have made it. This is all off cheshbon, right? It's one day it's this day, and your birthday is another day, and July 4th is that day. They wanted to standardize the calendar. The problem is you can't standardize it because it's an uneven number of days, because you got this extra day. So they were going to make that 365th day of the year, call it World's Day, with no day of the week. They would have just said, it's nothing, it's garnished. In other words, you go Saturday, World's Day, and Sunday. That would have been devastating to Klal Yisrael had that passed, because when they're calling World's Day, it would have been our Sunday, and their Monday would have been our Sunday, and their Tuesday would have been our Monday, and their Shabbos would have been our Friday. So every year, every week, Friday would be Shabbos, and then the following year, Thursday, would be Shabbos. It would have been, you know, to work, it would have been impossible. But that's that extra thing. Anyway, so the bottom line is, you have, Baruch Hashem, it didn't pass. One of the reasons it didn't pass was because, depending on the cheshbon, there would have been, possibly every month would have had a Friday the 13th. Right? Sunday, every month would have started with Sunday. So those that are superstitious would have had a hard time. Anyway, the Maaseh Baruch Hashem, it didn't pass. Anyway, back to Birkas HaChamim. So we have 365 days, 6 hours, is 52 weeks, 1 day and 6 hours. Now, therefore, Tkufas Nisan was at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Year 2, so follow down the chart. In year 2, it's 12 midnight on Thursday. Now that's the beginning of Thursday, because it's 1 day of the week and 6 hours. Next, 6 a.m. Friday. Why is that? Because it's going from midnight at the beginning of Thursday. You have the extra day and 6 hours. So the day brings you to Friday at 6 a.m. The next year, year number 4, it moves up another day of the week to Saturday, Shabbos, and it's 6 hours later. So it's noon. The following year is 6 p.m. on Sunday. So now note, we've come back to 6 p.m. again. In other words, in a span of 4 years, we come back to 6 p.m. Because again, it goes, just looking at the time, those 6 hours keep moving up. 6 p.m., midnight, 6 a.m., noon. 6 p.m., midnight, 6 a.m., noon. It keeps going through, the whole, keep going down the list. And you'll see that it keeps moving along 6 hours. The day of the week keeps moving up 1 day of the week. And every 4 years, it moves up 2 days of the week because it kicks up to midnight. So it went from 6 p.m. Tuesday, then Thursday. Then it's Friday, Shabbat, Sunday. And then again, it's Nachamo midnight, Tuesday, and so on. So again, it's the day of the week and a quarter. The day of the week and a quarter. The day of the week and a quarter. So after 4 years, the Tkufa of Nisan comes back to 6 p.m. The only thing is, it's at 6 p.m., but it's at 6 p.m. on Sunday. It's not Tuesday, right? It's 6 p.m. on Sunday. 4 years later, it moves up again 5 days of the week. So Nachamol, it's going to be 6 p.m. Go up to year number 9. It's going to be 6 p.m. Friday. 4 years later, it's again 6 p.m. Wednesday. In other words, every 4 years, it's moving up 5 days of the week. The cheshbon is simple. Now we can multiply and say if every year it's moving up 1 day and 6 hours, that's 1.25. 1.25 times 4 is equal to 5, right? 1 1/4 times 4 is 5. So it moves up every 4 years, 5 days of the week. When you do that 7 times, right? In other words, you do 1 1/4 times 4, so you get 5. 5 days of the week is not 7 days of the week. But if you do 5 days of the week 7 times, that's 35 days later. 35 days later is the same day of the week. It's just 5 weeks later, technically speaking. So if you look, you'll see, basically, after 4 years, it moves up to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Then it's 6 p.m. on Friday. Then it's 6 p.m. on Wednesday. And 6 p.m. on Monday, etc., etc. And finally, after 28 years, it then comes back to 6 p.m. on Tuesday. So let's go down to the bottom. In year number 25, it was 6 p.m. on Thursday. Then it was midnight Saturday, Shabbos morning. Early Shabbos, then it's 6 a.m. Sunday, then it's noon Monday, and finally, it's again, this year, Abol Eil HaTayva, it's 6 p.m. on Tuesday. So now we can understand the Gemara. The Gemara says every time the Tkufa of Nisan is Chayzer to the same time that it was at Bria Sa'ilam, namely 6 p.m. Tuesday, on the next day, you go outside and you say Birkas HaChama. Now, why do you have to wait till the next day? Why not go outside at 6 p.m. on Tuesday itself? So the Terence is at 6 p.m. at the beginning of the Tkufa means that's technically when Shkia is. In other words, at the first day of spring, which is what this is representing, is, as we know, the classic day. We learned Tilsa Shachar, any other parrot, with Zman HaYayim. The classic day is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's when sun rises and sun sets at the beginning of spring, at the beginning of fall. Therefore, you can't say Birkas HaChama at 6 p.m., because the sun is setting at that time. Now, of course, we have daylight savings time now, so it's 7 o'clock. It also depends on where you are in the time zone, and it's also shifted in Birchas Hacham, as we said, because of the Cheshvan of Shmuel, it's shifted a little bit further into spring. So technically, at 6 p.m., you could technically go out and it would be able to be said, but the Takana of Chazal was to wait till the next morning. Now the Aderes wants the Taina that you should, in the time zones that are west of Yerushalayim, Luchar, you should be able to say Birchas Hacham on Tuesday. Because in Eretz Yisrael at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, the sun is setting. So the Gzeres Chazal was, go wake up the next morning. But if you're west of, he was talking in Europe, where if you go outside at 4:30 p.m., it's already 6 p.m. in Yerushalayim, it's already the Tkufa, Luchar, you should be able to say Birchas Hacham. And therefore, Lemaisa, where no one's going like that. There is a Rabbi Siegel, Shul David Siegel, in his safe, one of his farm, either Chuzasar or one of his other farm, brings us Haderes and discusses this point of whether or not a person would have the ability to say Birchas Hacham on Tuesday. It could be Nagei if they say it's going to be cloudy on Wednesday. We'll talk about if it's cloudy. Maybe one would want to be Saibach on the sheet of the Haderes because Wednesday is going to be cloudy. You can't say Birchas Hacham. But that's just a Ha'ara in the Shas HaTkufa. Now, let's understand the year. This question is come up, Keseder. If you take 5769 and divide it by 28, you'll see doesn't stim. It's not divisible by 28. You'll see you have a remainder of 1. So the answer is as follows. That by Bris HaOlam, we're going with B'nisa Nivra HaOlam. Okay, now, let me just point out something, how years work. The why this is so is... This is the standard already from some of the Rishonim. Taisus talks about this in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. But we deal with b'shita l'halacha l'maisa. This is important nekuda. We have a famous machlokes Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud, whether b'nisa nivra olam or b'tishrei nivra olam. So we say that we're noyig like both. When it comes to the meiladais, we are noyig b'tishrei nivra olam. What does that mean when it comes to the meiladais? We have a meilad, which is the time of the new moon. We announce it every month. That meilad determines when Rosh Hashanah is. Whatever the meilad is, that's when Rosh Hashanah is. So and of course, there's tchiyas that we sometimes push off when Rosh Hashanah is. But let's say the meilad is at 2 a.m. on Monday morning. Then Rosh Hashanah is on Monday. If the meilad is on 10 a.m. on Shabbos, then Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. That meilad determines Rosh Hashanah. If you go back to the meilad, it's all the way back to Bria Sa'ilam, you will see B'tishrei Nivra Olam. We're going with that Shita, because we go with the meilad of Adam Arishan was at 8 a.m. on Friday morning. If you calculate back from 5769, all the way back, and you see when was the meilad of Adam Arishan, when was the meilad of Friday at 8 a.m., you'll see that we call that year 2. When we say it's 5769, that's saying the world was created. We say Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tchilas Masecha, that the world was created on Sunday, Chaf Hei Tishrei. And then the Adam Rishon was created on Chaf Hei Elul, right? Adam Rishon was created on Chaf Hei Elul. And then the world was created Sunday, Chaf Hei Elul. And then that's Chaf Hei Elul number 1 of the year 1. And then Rosh Hashanah, Adam Rishon was on Friday, Rosh Hashanah, year number 2. That's what the year is called if you go back in the Cheshbonis. That's how we go when it comes to Meiladais. And that also ties into the other cycle we have, which is the 19-year cycle, which is Rechetz Ois, the solar and the lunar year, which is a different cycle than the Birchas Hacham cycle. The Birchas Hacham cycle is strictly a solar cycle, which is 28 years. The 19-year cycle is the cycle which connects the sun and the moon and allows us to have Ibra Hashanah as we know it in year 3, 6, 8, 11, 17, and 19. That is the cheshbon of the 19-year cycle. They are two totally independent cycles. Every 532 years, they begin at the same point. They start at the same point, but they are totally independent and really, to a certain extent, have nothing to do with each other. Not only that, but they're going with different shitas. Right? The Meilad goes with the Tishrei Nivra Olam. The Kufais go with the Nisan Nivra Olam. Meaning that if you take the Tkufa of now, Nisan, and you go back to Bria Sa'olam, it comes out that when we say that at Bria Sa'olam, the year we call it is year 1. In other words, in year 1, in our way we call years, the Tkufa of Nisan was at 6 p.m., 28 years later, it repeated itself, which would be called year 29. That was the life of Adam HaRishon. 28 years after that was year 57, and we had again would have been Birkas HaChaima, and 28 years later, etc., etc. So now it's very good. If you take year number one, Nisan of year number one, and you had 28, and you do it 206 times, you'll come up with 5769. You do it. You'll come up with the last Birkas HaChaima, which was in Tavshin Mem Aleph, right, 1981. And then you'll come up with next year, 5769. So technically, the year of Birkas HaChaima is going to be a year that you could divide by 28 and have a remainder one, because that's exactly when the first, when Bris HaOlam was. So that answers this question of exactly how do the years work out. The answer is you want the remainder one, because the way we call it, Birkas HaChaima, the first, the creation of the world, was in Nisan of what we would call year number one. Now, there are two other cycles, there are two other ways to cheshbon the tkufais. One of them is, and I just want to go through this just to understand when we talk about it's off, as you know, people say, it's not the exact cheshbon, we already quote the Chazon Ish, but just you should understand the purpose of each of the tkufas and what it accomplishes in, and why we're using two different tkufas. We also hold of these two tkufas. And we use both of them, and the Maspin Yamin already says it's not a problem. We just like we go up at Nisan Nivra Olam and Matisha Nivra Olam, we also go with two different tkufas of how we cheshbon it. The other tkufa is the tkufa of Rav Ada. Rav Ada is, his tkufa of Rav Ada falls out on about March 27th. Okay, so we have the tkufa, we have the scientific spring begins on March the 21st. We have the tkufa of Rav Ada, which occurs on March the 27th, and we have the tkufa of Shmuel, which occurs on April the 7th. The tkufa of Rav Ada is as follows: 365 days, 5 hours, 55 minutes, 7 chalokim, and 48 regon. Okay, so let's repeat that number: 365 days, 5 hours, 55 minutes, and change. I'll get to the change in a minute. But let's just compare. Shmuel is 5 hours and almost 49 minutes, right? 48 minutes and 46 seconds. Rav Ada is 55 minutes and change. And Shmuel is 6 hours, right? So you have 49 approximately, 55, and 60, right? A full hour, sixth hour would be 60 minutes. So again, Shmuel's cheshbon is simple. It's 365 days, 6 hours, Shalom al Yisrael. It's easy to calculate. You just add. You have to remember when there was no English calendar. Today we have a secular calendar, so it's easy. It's April 7th, you know, and no big deal. And Talamata, which we'll get to, the tkufa is always on October 7th, so it's always the 60th day. It's very easy to calculate. Before there was English calendar, which is when these tachanas were made originally, the Amoraim. So you had to really cheshbon with the Hebrew calendar. You had to sit there and count off 365 and a quarter days and days in a week. So it was more complicated. If you start dealing with minutes, so again, it becomes much more complex, and therefore, that's why Shmuel gave his cheshbon. Derech Agav, the original calendar, the secular calendar, known as the Julian calendar, which was used worldwide until 1582, and then it was slowly phased out by different countries, initially by the Roman Catholic Church and those countries there phased it out in 1582, even as late as in the 1800s, England phased it out. That's why George Washington's birthday has two Girsas. Some say February 11th, and V.H. Garson February 22nd. It's because in America, which went after England, I believe at the time, the change happened in 1750-something. So he was born on one day, but when the calendar changed, they had to re-cheshbon. It was off by 11 days because of this change. What the Gregorian calendar did was, the old Julian calendar was the exact same cheshbon, lahavdil, as Shmuel. 365 days, 6 hours, and so on. Along came Pope Gregory in 1582 and said, we don't want our holidays to drift in the seasons. We want to be more precise. So therefore, he made two changes. One is Allah Asid, said every 100 years would not be a leap year. And therefore, every 100 years is divisible by 400. So 1700, 1800, and 1900 were not leap years. And that shifts Birkas HaChaima. In 2000, there was a leap year because it's divisible by 400. 2100 will not be a leap year, even though it's divisible by 4, right? So you go 8 years between one leap year and the next. That shifts Birchas Hachama in this century and in the 20th century. It was on April 8th. In the 1800s, it was on April 7th. In the 1700s, it was set on April the 6th. Because it shifts because of this. Talmud Matar also shifts because of this change in the calendar. He also changed it to Mafreya, took out 10 days from the calendar, but that's not for now. Rav Ada's Cheshbon, let's go back to Rav Ada. Rav Ada is 365 days, 5 hours, 55 minutes, 7 chalakim. A chalak is 3 1/3 seconds. We have that by the Mailat. The Mailat is 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 1 chalak, which is 3 1/3 seconds. That's why, if you notice, that the Mailat, when they announce, moves up 1 chalak every month, because it's really moving up 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and a chalak. So last month, right, not other, Shvat was had no chalakim. Because every 18 months, it goes back to zero again. So this past month, Adar was the, whatever the time was, and 1 chalak. Nisan will be 2 chalakim. Iyar will be 3 chalakim. You go 18 months from now, sometime, I guess, in Tishrei, or it'll be Elul, it'll be back to zero again, because of that chalak. So chalak is 3 1/3 seconds. A rega, there are 76 regaim in a chalak. Okay, so a rega is 3 1/3 divided by 76. So let's go back to the tkuf of Rav Ada. It's 365 days, 5 hours, 55 minutes, 7 chalakim, and 48 regaim. That's 48 over 76 of a chalak. That's how much it is. It's approximately 7 chalakim is you do 7 times 3 1/3, and then you add a little bit, and that's the number you get. How is Rav Ada's cheshbon, and when do we use it? Rav Ada says like this: we have a year which is a regular year. A regular year is 354 days, and the Mailat goes 8 hours and 876 halakim. Right, that's a regular year. And then we have an Ibra year, which is another month, another 29 and a half days. So it's a 384 day year. So we have 354. So some years are Ibra year, some years aren't. In the 19 year cycle, you have 7 Ibra yards, and you come back to where you started. You know how that works? That works really via this Tkufa Rav Ada. Rav Ada says like this. Let's take the 19 years. 19 years. So how many months are in 19 years? So there's 235 months, because you have 19 years times 12, plus a 13th month, 7 times. So you have 235 months. Take 235 months, multiply it by the Mailad, right? 29 days. 12 hours, 792 chalakim, right? Multiply that by 235. You'll get 6,939 days, 15 hours, 595 chalakim, right? That's what you're going to get. That represents a 19-year cycle, that number. Okay, take that long number, put a division sign over it, and divide it by 19. And you know what you're going to get? You're going to get the average year. What do you mean average year? What does that mean? Well, we want the average year is going to be somewhere between 384, which is an Ibra Yar, and 354, which is a Shana Peshuta. Now, you can't just take the average of those two numbers, because you got 7 of these and 12 of these, right? You got 12 Shana Peshutas, you got 7 Ibra Yars. Let's add the whole thing into one Shalant, to make a big division, and we'll get the average year in 19 years. You get this big number, 6,939 days, and so on. Divide that by 19, because we want the average year. You'll come up with the Tkufa of Rav Ada. You'll come up with this number, 365 days, 5 hours, 55 minutes, and so on. So Rav Ada is basically saying, I want my Tkufa, I want my seasons to be the way to make sure that we could keep in line the solar year and the lunar year, which is why Rav Ada was off. This is such a crucial point. Rav Ada's not off. It's just Rav Ada was forced, so to speak, in giving this cheshbon to try to make these two work out together, that we could keep aligned this moon, right? They don't equal. It would be very nice if the moon would take, 30 days exactly to go around, and the sun would take 360. Wouldn't that be perfect? It would take the moon, if the Abishar created the world, we would have no shear here. It would be 30 days for the moon to go around, 360 days for the sun to go around, it's perfectly divisible by 12. Every month would be 12. We wouldn't need Ibra Shana. It would be perfect. But that's not the way it is. You have a sun, you have a moon, and you have to put them in sync. So Rav Ana, that's what Rav Ana does. So of course Rav Ana's cheshbon is off by several minutes, which is why the shift is. But it's vital to do that in order to keep the sun and the moon in sync. And therefore, that's the cheshbon. Rav Ana's cheshbon is used for Ibra Hashanah. In other words, when according to Rav Ada, if Pesach occurs in the winter of Rav Ana, then we need an Ibra Yar. So in other words, Rav Shmuel's Cheshbon is used for the Hamaynah, which says, Shmuel's Cheshbon is the 365 and a quarter, you gotta know what to say Talmatar, you gotta know what to say Berachas HaChama, just take the simple 365 and a quarter. But Rav Ada's Cheshbon, that's used for the Cheshbon of the calendar. We don't need to know when the calendar is. That's the Beis Din. That's it. We look at the calendar. Beis Din makes the determination, and Beis Din has to deal with this number, and therefore that number is used for the determination of the calendar. And there, Chagav, the Yad Ramah, and I have a rechus on this in the Sefer. There's a year, the 16th year of the 19-year cycle, which comes up in 2013. Even according to Rav Ana's Tkufa, Pesach falls out in the winter, and this is the Kasha of the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin. The Astis in Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, those plot over there, Tesfav, those plot, where even we're saying Rav Ada, we're using Rav Ada for the calendar, in the 16th year of the 19-year cycle is the earliest year. In 2013, Tinus Esther is going to be on February 21st. That's how early it's going to be. And Hanukkah is going to be on Thanksgiving. Right? That's how early back it is. Pesach is going to be on March 26th, which is even according to Rav Ana, is a day early. Even according to Rav Ana, is in the winter. So how do you get around that? See, Yad Ramah says it's Lavdavka. It could really be the sixth. It could be a day off. Anyway, this is the kasha that's asked on even the Rav Ana's cheshbon. But at least putting that kasha aside, that's the cheshbon which is used for the calendar. Now, the other thing that the Tkufa of Shmuel is used for is Talumotar. So just very quick. Talmatar, if you look at this Tkufa Shmuel chart, you'll see that every Tkufa moves up 7.5 hours. So if you go all the way to the right, you'll see, not all the way to the right, you go to Tkufa Tishrei, which is fall, you'll see that Tkufa Tishrei is always in October 7th. Every year, in this century, it's always October 7th. It's 9 a.m. Now don't worry about the day of the week. It goes 9 a.m. October 7th, 3 p.m. October 7th, 9 p.m. October 7th, and then it's a secular leap year, so it moves back to 3 a.m. October 7th. In other words, because the extra day, instead of moving up 6 hours, it moves back 18 hours, and therefore it's at 3 a.m. on October 7th. Zokta Gemara and Tainus, on the 60th day of Tkufas Tishrei, go out and start saying Talumatar in Baruch Aleinu. So if you take October 7th, and you take the 60th day, including October 7th, so you got October 7th, October 8th, October 9th, October 10th, etc. You'll come out with December 5th will be the 60th day of the Tkufa. So therefore, on December 5th is the 60th day. Well, December 5th has a Hebrew day attached to it, whatever that day is. That day begins the night before. And therefore, on December 4th, by Maariv, you go out, you begin to say Talmud to Livracha. However, every 4 years, in the winter of a secular leap year, where the asterisk is. You see every asterisk? It says 9 p.m. Friday, 9 p.m. Wednesday. 9 p.m. on October 7th is halachically October 8th, whatever the Hebrew day is. It's already tomorrow. So every 4 years preceding the right, as we're approaching a secular leap year, which would be the December of 2007, December of 2011, December of 2015, right? It's the Hebrew year of a secular leap year, right? It's December of 2007 is the same Hebrew year as February of 2008. Beis Yosef speaks about this in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. You'll see where he writes February Chavtas Yomim February, right? He says in Beferish that lashon, right? So in those years, the Tkufa is at 9 p.m. It's already halachically tomorrow, which means Talamatar begins the 60th day from 9 p.m. October 7th, halachically October 8th. The 60th day from October 8th is December the 6th. So we begin saying Maariv on December the 5th. So the bottom line is we begin saying Maariv December 4th most of the time. That's the 60th day, Naschalah, the 60th day of the of Tkufas Tishrei. But every 4 years, when we begin on 9 p.m., when it moves up to 9 p.m., that's halachically tomorrow, we begin saying Talmud Torah on December 5th by Maariv. So we had it in 2007, we'll have it in 2011, 2015, and so on. That's why in those years you have that that change. And again, with the Gregorian calendar, it changed. It used to be, if you look at the Beis Yosef says you should begin saying it on November the 22nd, right? I believe it's a Lashon, or November 23rd. That shifted with the Gregory's change, and it shifts every century because of these changes. So that's how the Saint Talmud, the Cheshbon of the Saint Talmud to Levracha works when it's Nageya in the wintertime. Now, the this year the Birkas HaChama occurs on Erev Pesach, which is a unique situation. The Osratzer Rebbe in 1925 made a statement that it happened on Erev Pesach. It's only the third time. This is the way it's quoted in the Sefer that quotes what he said. This is Shabbos HaGadol. And my grandmother, Allah Shalom, might have been by that Shabbos HaGadol drasha because she lived in that city. And she was shortly a couple of years before she got married, was that. I never had the opportunity to speak to her about whether she heard this or not. But Lamaisa, the Osratzer Rebbe, said this. Now, the issue, there are two issues. One is that Lemaisa, the years of one of the three times it happened by Yitzchak Mitzrayim, and it happened by Purim. Now the years of Purim, as we know it, and the years of Yitzchak Mitzrayim don't shtim, because Birchas HaChama would have been in 2437 and 2465, and Yitzchak Mitzrayim we always say is 2448, so it's nowhere near that. Purim also 3405 is also nowhere near it. So Lemaisa Shver. Now Rabbi Heinemann told me that in the piyut of this past Shabbos of Avi Kol Chayza Shabbos HaChodesh, there's a lashon at the end of the piyut that says "Uketchilas priyasam b'chaloyin echad in so'u." Rabbi Heinemann understands this to mean, or has heard this, that says that the tkufa of Yitzchak Mitzrayim was the same as Briyas Ha'olam, which would sound like, according to that, the Python, that there was a Birkas HaChama by Yitzchak Mitzrayim. So the kasha might not be on the Rebbe, but rather on the Python, according to this pshat in the Python. There's other ways to learn the piyut, but according to the Python, there was some sort of statement to that effect. But the other shverkai of this is that it happened more times since Purim and Pesach. It happened in 609, it happened in 693, and it happened in 1309, which is interesting. The last time before 1925 that it was Erev Pesach was in the year 1309. Now, so the Maaseh Shver, it's happened, but again, it's rare that you have it. You have Erev Tavshilin, you'd say on the same day as Birkas HaChama. The other thing I was thinking of, which is would be shver to do la halacha, you could do something almost never possible, and that is on Yudal and Nisan, the moon is out kamat the whole night. It's up almost all night. It's a full moon. It's up almost till nights. It's set shortly before nights. Only that time in a month is it up that late into the night. So technically, if you waited to say Kiddush Levana, which you're not supposed to, but if someone didn't say Kiddush Levana and they only said it on Yudalid, you could technically do something that Kamat has been impossible to ever do before. And that is early, go up before Shacharis, go up before Alisa Shachar at 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning, and say Kiddush Levana. And then David Shacharis, and then say Birkas HaChama. Right? So within a few hours apart, you could say both Kiddush Levana and Birkas HaChama. Now, you could have done it. Birkas HaChama last time was Dalad Nisan. You could have said it also. But Dalad Nisan, the moon goes down 10 o'clock at night, so you can't do it close enough. But here you have that. Technically, you'd have the opportunity to do them back to back. Now, the Gemara says that the when the Kufa is at the hour of Shabtoi, this is when we say Birkas HaChama. So what does that mean? So if you look at this is a chart of the mazolos. And it's just letters, so you really have to fill in what these letters stand for. There are seven mazolos. The mazolos are, there's a shlita of mazolos on the world in a particular location based on its particular time. And there are seven mazolos, which are the seven celestial bodies that are visible, planets and the sun and the moon, that are visible to the naked eye. Kaichav, with the Chaf, is Mercury. Levana is the Lamed, is Moon. Shabtoi is Saturn. Tzedek is Jupiter, that's the Tzadi. Mem is Madim, Mars. Chama is the sun, and Noiga is Venus. Rashi, right on the sugya, says Tchilas Halelois Katznash Chaloyim, and then Tchilas Hayomim is Chaloyim Katznash. So what does that mean exactly? So again, every hour has a shlita, and how does the time prefer a chama? So let's understand this. So if you look at this chart, you'll see Yom Aleph. Yom Aleph, right at the top, you see 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, it says Chof. That means that at 6 o'clock on Motzei Shabbos, that's right when Shabbos ends, and we're going to go with average times here. Let's not worry about when the days are long or shorter. You have the Chof, which stands for Kaychof. That means the Mazel, which is Shoylet. If people have, actually, I didn't print enough, maybe to share, those that don't have, if you could share and pass it to the other side. Chof is Kaychof. That means at 6 p.m., from 6 to 7, Kaychof is Shoylet. That next, at 7 p.m., Levana is Shoylet. At 8 p.m., Masei Shabbos, Shabtai is Shoylet. Then Tzedek, Madim, Chama, Noiga. Now, the most famous of the mazolos is probably Madim, because the Gemara says in Shabbos, if you're born during Mazol Madim, so you know, be a Shaychin or a Mayel, because the alternative, right, is you might be a Reitzeach otherwise. So you have a lot of, anytime you see a Mem here, if you know the time you were born, right, then you want to look at this and you could, you know, see if you were born in Mazel Madim. Now, it's important to note that based on standard time changes, this changes. So, for example, in Baltimore, it's not at 6 o'clock, is really 6:04 because they changed the time for standard time. Got no time to get into that exactly at this point. Daylight savings time, everything kicks ahead an hour. But let's not worry about that. Zakrashim. Tchilas Halelois is Katz Nash Chaloyim. What does that mean? The beginning of the nights, the simon of knowing, look at the top line, is Katz Nash Chaloyim. What does that mean? That means Sunday night, Sunday, Leil Yom Aleph begins with Kaychof. Leil Yom Beis begins with Tzedek. Leil Yom Gimel, that means the beginning of Tuesday, Monday night, begins with Nun. Leil Yom Dalet, that's our most important one on this page. For purposes of this year, and for purposes of Birkas Hachama, you see the shin under Yom Dalet? That means that when Yom Dalet begins, namely, Leil Yom Dalet, that means 6 p.m., Tuesday night going into Wednesday, the mazel is the mazel of Shabtai. That's the shin. Zakta Gemara, when it's the mazel of Shabtai, when the beginning of the night is, namely, going from Tuesday into Wednesday, that's the time that you say Birchas Hachama. Now, just as a side note to point out, if you go to Shabbos, Mem is Madim. So that's what the Be'er Heitev at the beginning of Hilchas Kiddush says. Some people are knowing not to make Kiddush between 6 and 7 on Friday night. What is the purpose of that? Because it's Mazel Madim. We don't want to say Kiddush during Mazel Madim. That's because the beginning of Shabbos is the Mazel of Madim, and that's the Mem that's there. Now, Derech Agav, a fascinating thing. If you look at Tchilas Hayoyim, Rashi says, Chaloyim Katznash is Tchilas Hayoyim. So again, 6 a.m., which is the beginning of the Yoyim, for all intents and purposes, is Ches, which is Chama, Levana, and so on. It's interesting, the days of the week, the Gayesha days of the week, either in English or French, follow the mazel of the beginning of that day. Take a look at this, it's fascinating. Ches, it's Chama. It's on Sunday, Yom Aleph, Sunday, Chama. Next, Lamed is Levana. Monday is Moon Day. Next, now you gotta switch to French. Mem is Madim. Mardi is Mars, right? Mardi Gras, right? Is Fat Tuesday. Tuesday is in French is Mardi, like Mardi Gras. Mardi is named for Mars because the Haskala of Tuesday morning, the Mazel is that of Madam, Mars. Next, Wednesday is Mercredi. That's Mercury. That's Chaf. Chaf is Kaychaf. Kaychaf is Mercury. Probably called Kaychav because it's the little, it looks like a star, right? It's a small little star in the sky. Next, Tzadi is Tzedek, Jupiter. That's Judi, that's Jupiter, Tzedek. Finally, Nun is Noiga, is Venredi in French, which is Venus. That's Friday. And finally, Shabtai, back to English. Shabtai is Saturday. Shabtai is Saturn. And therefore, that day is named for Saturn. So it's interesting that the Goyish days are based on the mazolos as Klal Yisrael knows them and utilizes defined time, and even has some halacha l'maisa based on it, and therefore those days of the week are based on this on these chesbonos. Now, so that is when one goes out to say Birchas Hachama. Now, just to go through I mentioned this again. We're going with Benisa Nivra Olam. You can look at the Masa Binyamin Siman Kuf Aleph. V'im Taimar Veheich Avdin Entar Desasri Dil Inyan Abrocha Avdin and Kishmul Inyan Cheshbon Atkufais V'ibra Hashanim Anu Saimcha Al Cheshbon Derav Ada. So he says, because we could go like Boshitas, and we see just like we go like Benisa Nivra Olam, Betisha Nivra Olam, we can go like Shmuel or Rav Ada. It's a Masa Binyamin. There's also a Taisus on Chav Zayin Rosh Hashanah that talks about Eilu Eilu Dibul Kim Chayin. That's Lashon of Taisus, whether Betisha Nivra Olam or Benisa Nivra Olam or Machshava and so on. Again, we don't have time to get into that. Now, the Seder Birchas Hachama, there are various Minhagim. It seems to be, of course, the Iker is the Bracha of Oysa Masa Bereshis. It seems to be Muskim Lakoil that the Kapitel Tillim before the bracha is Halvas Hashem and Shamayim, which is Kuf Mem Ches. Then you make the bracha, and the capital afterwards is Hashamayim Mesaprim, which is Yotes. Both, of course, obvious reasons why we say with Birchas Hachama. They talk about the Indian of Shamayim, and then there's Aleinu and Kaddish Yosam. There are many that say Kel Odoin as well, and then there are also other Minhagim Shel Malsa Sa'enai. Some say the Gemara in Sechta Bracha, similar to Kiddush Levana, where we say the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So we also say Tan Rabbanon, Arei Chama, and so on. There's Chuluk HaDeis whether to make a Shechianu. The prevalent minig is not to make a Shechianu by Birchas Hachama, but some people are noting to put on a new suit, it's Erev Yontif, especially this year, it's a little bit easier if you have one, so you wear an Erev Yontif, and then you could make the Shechianu to be Yotzil Chol HaDeis. Then why don't we make a Shechianu? Because Sofer says, because the Miyad HaLavana is not a happy occasion. It's the whole Bina Levana, Chama, the Chama is big, the Levana is small, it reminds us of that, therefore we don't make. The Sefer Shvilei David says, we anyway say it on lightning during the year, so it's not really a new bracha. It's similar to Svar you have by Sudas Purim and Shachmanas, why you don't make it for Shechianu on the mitzvah itself. We yaitz it with the Shechianu by Megillah, but we don't make it on itself because you eat a Suda, you give Shachmanas during the year, so to speak. You don't do the mitzvah, but you do similar, so it's Masa Bereishis, you do as well. The Chiluk HaDeis, whether Noshim say Birchas Hachama or not, the old minig was that they don't say. There are various svaras to this. One is a Mitzvah Seishas Bar Grama, which is the mitzvah is the bracha. So the svar by Kiddush Levana, that's why they don't say it. So you have the same svar here. Lamai said there are many shitas. I have a say from Birchas Hachama that I got this year. It had 23 shitas not to say, 20 shitas to say. So certainly Yesh Mi Lismaich. To say by a summa, someone else should be mitzi the summa. The Panamira says you could say it on a cloudy day as long as it's light. Because the cham is up. You know the cham is up. There's always sun. There's always sunlight. The Chassam Sofer says it's also to say misafek one will not make the bracha. So if it's cloudy, you would wait until chatzais before chatzais to see if it's going to clear up, and then you'd say peloy shei mamalchus baruch hayse maaseh bereishis if that happens. Because at that point, now you don't want to say Baruch Haitz Matzah Bereshis too early, because there's a whole Hakira Pashas, you have a problem. If it then gets uncloudy, then can you say Pshem Malchus, because L'chari you've been possibly Yaitza before, that's a Sugi Nilchus Brachas. L'maisa, the Minig would be, not Minig, but rather you'd wait until before Chatzais and to do that. Now, if you really want to be Yaitza, you can go to the mountains, or you can go to the ocean. Now the ocean is really a different bracha, but you can be Yitzhak, you can go to the mountains. Both are probably 2.5 hours in either direction to get there. Erev Pesach might be a little bit difficult to do that, but if it's cloudy, what you can do is you can go to the ocean, you make or the mountains, you say Yitzhak on the ocean or the mountains, and you say, I want to say this bracha, I'll speak as Hakam Eloi Tepanamiris. Right? In other words, I'm sorry for I can't. But I'm being yaitzeh Birchas Hacham according to Panam Meiris, and I'm getting around the Sofik brachas by saying it on something that I'm able to make. Chach, if it's cloudy, at least it should be lightning, right? Halavai will be light. If it's cloudy, at least it should be a good storm, so that we can say it on the lightning and then have das like the sheet of the Panam Meiris. Then you have the regular inyanim broivah manus melech. It's reason makdimin. It should be after davening. Even practically, you can't go out at nates because it doesn't clear the buildings until a bit later. What we'll do is we'll daven nates, and then after davening, we'll go and say a birchas hachama. L'charish, you do the siyum first or the birchas hachama first. So I have a few svaras. The first two, Birchas Hachama. Number one is that not everybody needs this practically. Not everybody needs to see him. Everybody needs Birchas Hachama. The other thing is that Milchara might be also to eat until you say Birchas Hachama. I didn't see anybody speak about this because, again, this was a shayla in 1925 and it was a shayla in 1309. So whatever tshuvas lived then had this. Luchara, you don't want to eat. So if you have to see him, you got to eat right away. So then better say Birchas Hachama first and then come back inside, and those that need to see him could say it. Now, L'chadchila, you could say Birchas Hachama indoors. Unlike Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana is the Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. And here, that you don't have that Inyan here. I mean, still, L'chadchila, the meaning is to go outside and do it. You get a much clearer view. But L'mais, it doesn't have the same Kiddush Levana, L'chadchila, you do outside. But Yevi, you can do inside. But here, you don't really have this. It's also Oisei Maseh Bereishis. It's Lashon Hoiveh, which is the Inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Borei U'maneh Yesa Olam. It's an Inyan of Akash, which is really the Inyan of Pesach. Kitzis Mitzrayim, we say Zechut Tzitzis Mitzrayim in Kiddush of Shabbos. What's Zechut Tzitzis Mitzrayim? Because Shabbos is not only Zechut L'maaseh Bereishis, but it's that Ribono Shel Olam continues to run the world, and that's really the same Oisei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right, we're starting a new Machzor, the 207th Machzor. It's a new Machzor. So it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu continues to. And the emphasis is that I want to end with 6 p.m. Tuesday really has this exact inyan. Because it's very nice. 6 p.m. Tuesday, what's the significance? So I want to tell you like this. The 6 p.m. Tuesday is the Haschol of Wednesday. We know the Hashpah of Shabbos spills out into the first 3 days of the week. You can make Havdalah till Tuesday afternoon, and then becomes Haschol of next week. You might have Sedra till Tuesday, right? Except till Simchas Torah, but you have till Tuesday. It's the end of the week. There are only 3 days in the history of the world that had no hashpah of Shabbos whatsoever. When the world was created on the first Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, there was no hashpah of Shabbos whatsoever because there was no Shabbos before. Came 6 p.m. Wednesday, the first, 6 p.m. Tuesday, Das Chol of Leil Ravi was the first time, the first nitzaitzis of Shabbos, with the first moment of Kedusha Shabbos spilled into the world, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bayer HaSa'ilam, that's how we make Eidus, Eidus was Bayer of the world, that spilled out into the week. That was the first Haskalah. When that moment, that's when the Tchilis HaMa'iris were, that's when the first Tkufa was. We're not only remembering that the same moment the Tkufa happened, we're remembering that at that moment we had the first Haskalah of the sparks of Shabbos came into the veld, which was the reminder, Adayim Azeh, right? Adayim Azeh, we keep the same Shabbos over that the Ebesha created the world. So we go out the next morning, the sun comes up, and we say, Baruch Eisem Maseh Bereishis, we're Makir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and it started with the first week, the first Shabbos, the first Wednesday, when there was Tilis HaMa'iris, and therefore we're making Eidus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu beprat with Manazeh, where people taina, and people say, the Cheshbon is this, it's this, as Adarabba, where we should mechazik ourselves, in the Indian connected to Eidus Zara, which is those who worship the sun, we turn away from it. And that's when we say Aleinu at the end, and connected those people who are Kaifrim, the Kaifrim Be'ikr, Adarabba Kal Yisrael goes out, Berayv Am, and then Ramakad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is created the world, is the Oisim HaSib Reishis, and Mitzvah Shem, we should be Zaycha this time, and next time, and Mitzvah Shem, many times after that, to be able to say, because I have Yashkaif. Thank you very much for listening. I'll take questions right after tomorrow.